reconvene this meeting of the State Government Finance, Elections, and Transportation and Pensions Conference Committee. And we're going to be dealing with the transportation piece. So I'm going to hand the chair over to Representative Hornstein, Chair Hornstein.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And we are dealing now with A114 amendment. This deals very specifically with something called the Independent Expert Review. This came out of last year's Omnibus Transportation Bill, and it deals with a variety of issues related to the Driver and Vehicle Services Division at the Department of Public Safety. We heard a report that was commissioned by Mr. Rick King, and this is legislation that came as a result of that report. And so I wanted to thank Senator Jasinski for his leadership on this issue, as well as Representative Elkins on the House side. And so this is language that came out of the, several of the recommendations in that report. And so, members, I do have a couple of amendments that we wanted to, or one amendment, actually, that we wanted to put forward as a result of this report. And one of the key issues here was the cost sharing between DVS and the deputy registrars. And so there was some back and forth and a need to kind of work through this issue. And so you'll see on page 11, line 15, we're deleting after the period. And this is, sorry, the H, I'm sorry, A82 amendment. And we're deleting $7 million and inserting $14 million, deleting seven in the fiscal year 2024, inserting is a one-time appropriation. However, Mr. Chair, I think that there may be an issue with this amendment, and I would maybe ask Ms. Stengel to explain that really it's 1.6 is what we really need to do. I think we still can keep the 7 and 7 million, but I think the line that we really need is 1.6. So I'm going to have maybe Ms. Stengel explain. This might be an earlier version of an amendment that needs to be updated.
So Ms. Stengel.
Thank you, Chair Hornstein. A little bit of chaos on this side of the table. I think Ms. Boyd is actually the one that can answer your question, but could you...
Oh, sorry about that.
And apologies, but could you please repeat your question
Ms.
so we
Boyd.
Can answer the right thing?
I think the intent here is that we still have two appropriations of $7 million each. Again, this is cost sharing with deputy registrars. But we really need to indicate that this is a one-time appropriation. And so that is, I think, the question here. And I think Mr. Frazier has some ideas.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hornstein, I can speak to that if you'd like me to.
Yes, please.
I apologize. I am not yet logged into Zoom, so I don't know how this is going to appear when I speak in the committee. I'm trying to get it on. I believe the issue is, if you look at page 19 of the A114, I don't have the A82 in front of me. Oh, now I do. The issue has to do with page A114, section 20. These are the payments to deputy registrars. Okay. It appropriates $7 million in fiscal year 23 and $7 million in fiscal year 24, one-time payments. The issue is whether there is ambiguity about these being one-time appropriations. There are some budget rules that could interpret it that way if we left it this way. There's no problem doing some clarifying language. I believe if we want to move the appropriation all one time, add it as $14 million into 23, this amendment would work. If we wanted to keep it $7 million in each year, We could change it so that the $7 million in fiscal year 24 is a base to the $7 million and do a base of zero in 25. So it's just what the committee and the author would prefer.
Okay. I think it's the key piece here is that we have the zero in 2025. I did have a conversation with Senator Jasinski, and I think there is a case to be made for breaking up this allocation. Maybe Senator Jasinski, maybe you want to share with the committee what you shared with me.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, we've had some great discussions today. Thank you for that. And again, our original discussion earlier today was the 7 and 7. So I think that's the best method. So if we could do that and be correct from fiscal staff to make sure that works okay, I would prefer the 7 and 7 versus the 14. So okay. If they can make that work on the fly here, that would be my preference.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Senator Jasinski. And again, we need to be very clear that this is a one-time appropriation, will not extend into 2025. So that is the author's intention, and if we can have staff share with us language as appropriate, then we can take up the amendment.
Mr. Chair and Representative Hornstein, do you want to we can do it orally. It's relatively simple.
Sure.
Or if you would like to. Sorry.
Yeah.
Zoom is making me discombobulated. So, or we could take a minute and get it written up. It's whatever you prefer.
I always like things in writing, if we can do that. And there may be someone we might have one testifier also, but however.
Mr. Chair, I think if we just do it orally, I think that would be the quickest and easiest.
And let's do that.
It seemed to be pretty simple what you're trying to describe here. So.
Okay. Well, let's Ms. do Boyd. The oral amendment then.
Ms. Boyd.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask Ms. Stengel to correct me if I say anything incorrect here, but the amendment would be on line 19.4 to delete and $7 million in fiscal year 2024 are, and insert is. So you would be appropriating $7 million in fiscal year 2023 is appropriated. And then on line 19.10 after the period, you would insert the base for this appropriation is $7 million in fiscal year 24 and zero in each fiscal year thereafter.
That would be, Ms. Boyd, that is exactly the intention. So I would like to move that oral amendment.
Mr. Chair. Just a point. So do we have to offer the 114 amendment first and then do the amendment to the amendment, I believe, is what we need to do?
Yeah, I'll offer the 114 first and move that.
So the SCH 4293A114 amendment has been moved. Any questions? I see none. All in favor of the A114 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment's been adopted, or the amendment's been added to the bill, to the conference report. And Representative Hornstein, Representative Hornstein, then.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would move the A82 oral amendment, and maybe Ms. Boyd could just one more time, for the record.
Ms. Boyd, would that be the oral amendment, or would that be the A82 amendment as modified?
Mr. Chair, that would not be the A82 amendment. It would just be the oral amendment to the A114.
So Representative Hornstein moves the A82 oral amendment to the 114 amendment. Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, would you like me to restate?
Yes, please. So amendment? It's on the record, clear as mud.
Okay. So the oral amendment. Mr. Chair, the oral amendment to the A114. Would be on line 19.4 to delete and $7 million in fiscal year 2024 are, and insert the word is. And then on line 19.10 after the period, insert the base for this appropriation is $7 million in fiscal year 2024 and zero in each fiscal year thereafter.
Thank you, Ms. Boyd. I understand Representative Nash has his hand up. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and excuse the sound of my voice. I'm home with bronchitis, missing the fun there at the Capitol. But to the maker of the amendment, Chair Hornstein, Chair Hornstein, you and I had talked and we've spoken a few times, but does this new amendment and the oral amendment you're making to it provide any revenue distribution for the non-fully compliant deputy registrars? I was reading it very quickly and I did not see that provision in the language.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Hornstein.
Mr. Chair, you will, and Representative Nash, you'll hopefully be pleased with the fact that when I discussed this with Senator Jasinski, I wanted to make sure that this was included, and I believe it is, but I will speak. I would actually want to have Senator Jasinski respond to that directly.
Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Chair Hornstein. Representative Nash, yes, because you've had discussion with that, the concern. So what this will do is the $7,000 appropriation will be distributed based on transactions both to the deputy registers and the full service providers. So both will get the percentages. You had originally recommended at 0.25%, but this is equally amongst all of the deputy registers and the full service providers.
Representative Nash. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and to all who worked on this, I do appreciate your work on that. I, having spoken to many, many deputy registrars who would not be considered fully compliant, that's important, and I appreciate your work.
Thank you, Representative Nash. Any further questions or comments on the amendment? Representative Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I just want to comment. I want to thank everyone for working on this. All the stakeholders came to agreement on this. We worked on lots of things. Again, we would have liked the ongoing fee sharing, but could not reach an agreement on that. So this two-year or two-time fee sharing alternative is something that we could live with. I'd much rather do this than losing that. Also, the fee increases going from 8-year driver's license to a 4-year driver's license. We compromised on 3 FTEs down to 1.5. So I think we compromised, got this done. I want to thank Chair Hornstein for working with me as well. Also, Representative, Senator Dibble as well. Senator. All members of the conference committee, I will put it that way, so I want to thank everybody for doing that. I think this is a compromise. It all hurts a little bit because we want to see something different and a little bit better, but I think we can live with this and hopefully look on down the road and see how we can improve it in the future. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Jasinski. Representative Hornstein, you want to move the amendment, the oral amendment?
Yes, I'll move the oral amendment, and again, that's an oral amendment to the A-114 amendment.
And the oral amendment stated by Ms. Boyd to the A-114 amendment is in front of us. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. Representative Hornstein, Senator Newman, is there anything else that needs to come before us for the transportation piece?
Mr. Chairman, at this point, no, there is not.
With that, members, we will, with our business on this being done for now, we will recess with the possibility that we've been asked by leadership that we might be coming back to finish something else up in the transportation area. So, members, we are in recess, and if nothing happens before midnight, the committee will go away. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your time.